Hola, and welcome to your weekly adventure on High Plains Passport. I cannot put my finger on it exactly, but my desire to go to this next destination is incredibly heavy. Mazote. This is where in 1981, one of Central America's largest and most brutal massacres occurred. I arrive just before it's about to get dark. There's no ATM, no hotel, and no museum like I thought there would be. At this point, I have one of those moments where I'm sure all backpackers have experienced at least once, where they look around and say, "Where am I? What am I doing?" And then I take a deep breath and I remember everything's going to be okay. Somehow I will survive. Shortly after this moment, a woman approaches me as I am posed like a possum in front of this memorial wall of more than 600 inscribed individuals. And suddenly, survival means something completely different. The woman introduces herself as Utilia. She's with a female group of local guides and artisans. She offers to tell the story of Mazote. On December 11th, 1981, there came a battalion of five units commanded by Monterroso. It was called Operation Scorched Earth. They were ordered to not leave any survivors. This site here is where they divided the people, children, men, and women. They enticed everyone to come to this site, saying that they were bringing groceries, that they worked for the Red Cross. Here in the garden, we have statues representing the innocent children. Here lies the 146 remains of children 12 years or younger. There are also some young adults, including a woman 6 months pregnant. The house opposite the church was rebuilt after the massacre. This is where Rufina Amaya said they were not going to find any remains because all the men were burned in a fire. Beyond this is another house where they massacred the women. Rufina Amaya was on her way there in the last row. She was carrying her 8-month-old child in her arms and refused to give them her baby. So they slaughtered her child in front of her. They threw her up in the air and with a double-edged sword killed the infant. This distracted the soldiers, and a row of 12 women hugged and cried. Seeing this, she knelt down and hid behind a tree. A fire in the mountains had caused all the animals to come down, specifically cows. She hid behind one and crossed the street to another place where she could hear them massacring the children. They all screamed, "Mom." She heard the cry of her 9-year-old son. They also killed her husband. She had to leave this particular hiding place because of the screams from the children. She relocated and dug a hole in the ground with her hands big enough for her face where she cried, afraid to even breathe, that she would be found and killed too. She spent 8 days in hiding before she was taken to another place to recover. She wrote a book called The Fireflies of Mazote. There is still blood on some of the bricks. The army was ordered to kill everything, kill or be killed. Everything. Everything that moves. Even all the animals. This was a neutral town during the Civil War, which is why they were all unarmed. But the tactic of the army was take the water from the fish. I may never truly know what it means to survive, but at least I have the opportunity to try. High Plains Passport is written and produced by Valerie Smith. Music from Jose Gonzalez and myself. A very special thanks this week to Dr. Verma of the Cancer Center at St. Catherine in Garden City, Kansas. As always, discover more about High Plains Passport and all of our regional programs on our website, hppr.org.